I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Barack Obama had a full day today. The Democratic presidential candidate met with Israeli leaders and visited the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. He also drove across to the West Bank for a meeting with the Palestinian leadership. He got a mixed reception on both sides of Israel's security barrier, as The World's Quill Lawrence reports.
Senator Obama has been trying to shore up his Middle East credentials with a skeptical Israeli public, a group that can wield influence with an important bloc of Jewish American voters. To that end, there's nothing better than a trip to the southern town of Sderot. He was accompanied by Defense Minister Ehud Barak and also by Foreign Minister Zippy Livni, who thanked Obama for coming.
Thank you for coming, especially for this place. There is a constant Israeli frustration and a feeling that the Israeli people's suffering is not being understood by the international community. And in your visit here, you showed that you really care.
Until a recent ceasefire, Sderot has been under attack by crude rockets from the Gaza Strip. They rarely kill, but they keep the town in a state of fear. Obama met with the mayor as well as a wounded young boy. He spoke to reporters with hundreds of spent rockets stacked in the background.
Today I've had the honor of visiting with the brave citizens of this town, Sderot. For 7 years, they've endured constant threats to their security, as demonstrated by this collection of rockets that we see here today. They've also demonstrated the uncommon courage simply by carrying on in their daily lives. And the young man that we met, 8 or 9 years old, who had lost a leg as a consequence of one of these rockets that were fired, I think speaks to the resilience of the people of Sderot and the people of Israel.
John McCain has been here too in March. His hawkish record was a big hit. Obama supporters admit he's got an uphill climb in Israel. He's still haunted by a comment he made last month to the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC. At the group's Washington conference, Obama stated that Jerusalem would be the undivided capital of the Jewish state. But the United States has never recognized Israel's 1967 annexation of the eastern half of Jerusalem. Since then, Obama has been clarifying his remarks, and he was asked to do it again today.
First of all, I didn't change my statement. I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that before, and I will say it again. And I also have said that it is important that we don't simply slice the city in half, but I've also said that that's a final status issue. That's an issue that has to be dealt with the parties involved, the Palestinians and the Israelis, and it's not the job of the United States to dictate the form in which that will take.
Obama also reiterated his support for Israel's right to defend itself and discussed the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran in all his meetings with Israel's leaders. Still, it's not clear that the trip will assuage doubts in Israel over what's perceived as flip-flopping on the question of Jerusalem. The same issue followed Obama to the West Bank.
He's not welcome here. For me, he's not welcome here.
Raged El-Issa works in a video rental shop near the crowded Kalandia checkpoint between Jerusalem and Ramallah. He hasn't forgotten the AIPAC speech either.
I don't lie, because he said Jerusalem is for Israelis, not for Arab.
For security reasons, Obama's trip to Ramallah wasn't well advertised, and many Palestinians had no idea he was even visiting the city. Once informed, some were more open to him. Dr. Omar Nasser works with the Palestinian Health Ministry.
First of all, we say to Obama, welcome to Palestine, and we hope, Mr. Obama, to see how the Palestinians live here, what's the problems. We hope from Obama to deal with our problem by equal from Palestinian and Israeli.
But for the most part, Palestinians had a pessimistic take. All American presidents are the same, said one hardware store owner.
I remember when Eisenhower was president and all the presidents that came after him. Every one of them is a staunch supporter of the state of Israel and against us, the Palestinians.
For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem.